Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Too Stupid. Well, let's go. Yes, intelligence varies from person to person. It's also the same thing from people to people. What do you mean, you say? Well, let me bring it up, right? Yes, this little gem comes from Reddit. It says, I used to teach in a black inner city school. Their issues are their own fault and I'm tired of pretending otherwise. Oh, you are now, huh? Oh, I guess it's black fatigue, right? Yeah, it is what it is, right? Well, like this dude's saying it, and I'm saying it too, I guess we're both couple of racists, even though I'm a wetback. I'm a racist? Yeah, I guess so. I don't care. I've been a high school science teacher for a little under 10 years. I primarily worked at poor urban schools with high Hispanic immigrant population, and I loved most of my career. Aww, I'm sure they love you too, teacher. In case you don't know, most Hispanic people, at least the ones that are actually doing their things right, they teach their children from a small age how to respect. Yes, the people that don't learn respect are the ones that are wild, like the darkies. Just saying. Yeah, some low points and difficult times, but that's everyone, right? Wrong. Wrong. I guess teacher's gonna find out the difference between apples and oranges, right? Yeah, suit up, boys. We're going in hot. Time to rip this motherfucker a new one, right? The year I taught at a black inner city school almost made me leave the profession entirely. Well now, you thought you were gonna teach some cool kid, didn't you, right? Yeah, motherfucker, you thought you were gonna be James Edward Lomos and start teaching these kids how to be cool fucking productive members in society, right? Oh, you're so wrong, numbnuts. It looks like it was a class of 1999. Good movie, by the way. Well, you can't stand fighting a class of gladiators, you dumbass. Oh, yes. Well, enjoy. I was entering my fifth year teaching, and I decided to take on a new challenge. Yep, it looks like you bit more than you can chew, huh, buddy? Local inner city schools have been advertising turnaround initiatives, and I decided to give it a go at the school I was. I had successfully completed a turnaround initiative started when I first arrived. Two schools were very similar with one major difference. Really? Do tell! The proportion of students who were listed as economically disadvantaged, poverty, was the same at both schools, but I was leaving primarily Hispanic, ding ding ding, to go primarily black. Dun 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 dun. Wow. The entire year was a complete disaster from beginning to end. Well, guess what? No good deed goes unpunished, pal. Now you know, and no one's half the battle. I could probably write an entire book about the shit I saw there, but I'm just going to give you the highlights, starting from least to most serious. You should write a book. You never know. You might make some money. I know I'm going to make something. Class was basically optional. Hey, because they didn't respect you, dumbass. That's why it's not a fucking elective. School is cool. These are kids. But you got no balls. Just saying. Kids would walk in and out constantly if they showed up at all. Because they don't respect you or the school. That's why. Any attempts to enforce any kinds of rules about tardiness and truancy was usually met with, fuck you, nigga. Oh, shit. Well, what do you expect? These people are disrespectful. What do you gotta do? I don't know. Get the switch, I guess. But remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. I'm not this guy, so don't shoot me. And even if they did show up, they were rowdy and off task constantly. Well, yes, they don't respect you, stupid. Very little education took place in that room because you're weak. Or any of them rooms, really. Or any of rooms, really. Well, the whole school are full of fucking weak, retarded people. Just saying. For example, one girl pulled out her phone, turned on some music, jumped on her desk, and started dancing on top of the desk. I tried to get her down, but she kept telling me, fuck you, over and over. Oh, yes, she's being a stripper, so might as well learn young, right? This was at least weekly for her. This same little bitch also had a speech to the school board about institutional forces that keep black people down. Gee, maybe it's their own way that they act. What a stupid person. I bet this chick is valedictorian. Wow, so fucking completely cool, right? Before you accuse me of having shitty classroom management, I tried talking to my AP and my principal about what to do because I have never experienced anything like this. Yes, you're not going to experience, especially everybody's black. Everybody's going to have their own black culture pretty much, and you're just an outsider. So yeah, you're not going to get any help, so why even try? Just saying. And they told me something I was going to hear repeatedly throughout the year. It's just their culture. You have to respect that. Bullshit. You're there to teach them shit, not to be fucking putting up with their garbage. So fucking dumb. It's important to note that I was literally the only white male in the building. Yeah, why be a teacher, especially if you're white and male? That's a place for pedophiles and women's, right? Fucking chomos. Almost every other adult was black, with a few Hispanic men and other white women. The black female principal with a PhD in education told me it's just their culture and I have to respect that. What the fuck? This bitch has a fucking PhD in education, just says, suck it up, buttercup? What the fuck? You're there to teach and she's not helping you. Fuck you. Wow. I wish it ended there, but it doesn't. Really? Well, let's find out. The crab bucket mentality is real. Really? Do tell. I had a handful of good kids, and coincidentally, I'm sure there were almost all African immigrants. Yes, because our homegrown blacks are just dumber than fuck. The only ones that are actually semi-decent, the ones from other countries. Why? It's because society here just makes them stupid because they're useful idiots and they're gonna use them for some fucked up things. That's just my opinion. The government just real fucked up. But I don't know, if your eyes don't work, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's my opinion, so whatever. One boy from Rwanda was accepted to Stanford, you see? Not all black people are stupid. Holy shit, I was so proud of him and so happy for him. Yes, there's some smart people after all, yes. Look at me, I'm a wetback, but I got a brain. Not a good one, but I got one. Know who wasn't? The college counselor trying to pressure him to change his mind to go fucking gambling instead. What the fuck? Yeah. They want you to become, what, a card shark or some shit? Instead of going to Stanford? Man, fucking teachers don't teach shit. Fucking counselors are retarded or something. I don't know. Anywho, said he was turning his back on his community by going to Stanford. How the fuck are you turning your back? Oh man, what the fuck? This guy came out of a piss poor country and him going to Stanford? I would say that's a fucking win. But this stupid counselor saying that he needs to go gamble? What the fuck? You're stupid. Man, yeah, public education sucks. Good thing that Donald Trump's getting rid of that. One of the few things he's actually doing right. Yeah, it sucks about this dude. He's actually trying to do good and try to teach the next generation. But he has all these obstacles. Yes, it doesn't pay being white, male, in today's day and age. Well, I'm a wetback and male. Because I'm a male, I'm also suffering. Maybe not as bad as this guy, but pretty bad. Oh, but don't worry, my friend. You just gotta find your own little slice of heaven. But apparently, being a teacher is not gonna work out for you, friend. Just saying. Find something else to do. Like right now, I gotta find something else to do because this story is pretty much over. So you guys take care of yourself, be the best people out there, kick some ass, make some money, and fuck all these people. Goodbye.
Look, honey, Philly's home from his camping trip.
Uh-oh, looks like somebody got raped by Father Flanagan.
Again.
Hey, sport. Fun trip? I'm gonna go cut myself razor blades.
Maybe we need to complain to the Archdiocese.
Great idea. I'm sure the church will take quick, decisive action.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, I've got a better idea.
Priestoff, what's that?
It works just like insect spray, only it's been scientifically formulated to repel ordained clergy.
Wow, tell me more.
Look at how these priests swarm around this unprotected altar boy like insatiable locusts. But this altar boy has been sprayed with Priestoff. They won't even go near him, much less ply him with liquor, sodomize him, and then threaten him with eternal damnation if he tells someone.
Hurry up, sport. Don't want to be late for church.
Church? Yes!
Thanks, Priestoff.
Priestoff, designed by atheists so you know you can trust it with your kids.